Welcome to the Tim Hill Podcast. If you have the time, you can not only listen to the episodes, but you can also watch all the shows, and you'll find the links in the description below. Thank you. Boom, I'm in the room. Good evening, everybody. Welcome, you lovely people. Welcome to another live amazing quiz. Got a good one for you tonight. It's a fairly easy one, I think. Even I managed to get some of the questions right. So, what are we doing? So, yes, good evening, Catherine. Welcome. We'll give a few others to get a chance to come in. So, how you been? Have you been okay? How's the rest of the gang? Are they all right? I've been busy doing some recordings. So I've got some ordinary people's extraordinary stories coming up. Going one a week now. So that's coming together. Everyday conversations regarding mental health, that's coming together. Evening Richard and Anne. Evening from Anne and me. Excellent. Evening, Steph. Let's pull that up, shall we? But let's see. So you're all coming in. Excellent. Love it. Got some good quizzes coming up in the next few weeks. Have I got some good quizzes? We've got a Disney quiz coming. We've got a Royal quiz coming. We've got a Mother's Day quiz coming. We've got an Easter quiz coming, all themed. The old Duchess, she's been busy. She's been hard at it, writing the old quizzes for you lovely people. So expect that over the next few weeks. Don't forget to give us the old thumbs up. It's always good to get thumbs up. And let us know where you're watching from if you're new. If you're new here and this is your first time doing a quiz, all you need is a pen and a bit of paper just to jot your answers down. And then when we come to giving you the answers, all you've got to do is put your score, just your score, in the comments box and we'll see how you do. Because I was going to do something else here, wasn't I? Let's just go back a second and I'll give you something else. We've got a welcome. And then we've got a prize. Money just can't buy. All that money can't buy. can't buy the prize for this particular quiz. Because, you know, money can't buy my undying gratitude for taking part. So who else have we got out there? Have we got more people watching? Don't be shy. Just pop and say hello. There's always a chance to have a chat with the other guys in the taking part in a quiz. That's what we normally do. I've got a new setup. So I've now got this teleprompter. So I've got this. It's going to, again, I trialled it last week. Kind of worked okay. I've just got to remember to press a button there and scroll up the question there. Let's see if I can get it right this week. Did go a little bit wrong last week. I've been through the quiz. I've checked it. I've double checked it. And then I've just checked it once again. So hopefully, it's all in the right order. If you're ready, then should we get going? Should we go with the first question? And let the others catch up if they need to. So here we go then. Question one is, where did Queen Victoria and Prince Albert get married? There you go. You can see my new setup. So I've got this camera here looking behind the scenes. So there's my old teleprompter. There's the new bit of kit. Got my monitors on just to see, because I don't always see the comments coming in. Particularly on a Thursday, because I go out on Facebook and YouTube at the same time, I don't always see everybody that's in. So hopefully we should see everybody in here. So we'll just keep an eye on it. So question one then, where did Queen Victoria and Prince Albert get married? So come down there. Question two then. Question two, in what film did Frank Sinatra sing My Kind of Town? So in what film did Frank Sinatra sing My Kind of Town? Easy enough. Told you it was fairly easy tonight. Just going to keep that down there, moving about. So coming up then, question three. What group consisted of Mark King, Boone Gould, Mike Lindup, and Phil Gould? Takes you back a bit, doesn't it? Got you going back a bit. So, what group consisted of Mike King, Boone Gould, Mike Lindup, and Phil Gould? That's question three. So, question four then. Pat Reed wrote which book that was later adapted into a film? And I think it was also a series. They made a series out of it as well. And I think that was attributed to Pat Reed. So Pat Reed wrote which book that was later adapted into a film? That's question four. Question five then. Who directed the 1968 classic horror film Rosemary's Baby? That's a good one, isn't it? Question five. Who directed the 1968 classic horror film Rosemary's Baby? Get your old thinking caps on for that. Question six then. In which country is the port of Stavanger? Question six. In which country is the port of Stavanger? Gets your old thinking caps on, doesn't it? So, question seven. In James Bond, what is Goldfinger's first name?
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you somebody that's been dealing with betrayal trauma? Are you somebody that has a really giant heart and you want to give back to this world, but you're not sure how you can do that because your trust has been broken? Well, I've got good news for you. I have the perfect podcast for you to come and listen to. It's called The Other Side of the Struggle, Healing from Betrayal Trauma by Erin Anderson Betrayal Trauma Coaching. Come learn how to trust again. Come learn how to open up that giant heart and heal from your betrayal trauma at The Other Side of the Struggle on all major platforms.
Goldfinger. Yeah. So question 7 is, in James Bond, what is Goldfinger's first name? So, question 8. What is the country with the lowest average elevation in the world? So, question 8. What is the country with the lowest average elevation in the world? That's average. A good question, that is a very good question. You'll love the scrum half question, number 9. So, number 9 then. Often played at Halloween, which song was a hit for Bobby Boris Pickett and the Crypt Kickers? Oh, it's tickled me, that is. So question 9, how often played at Halloween, which song was a hit for Bobby Boris Pickett and the Crypt Kickers? So here you go then. Last question in this round. Question 10. Who did Neil Kinnock succeed as leader of the Labour Party? That's a little while ago, but in our lifetime. So question 10 then, who did Neil Kinnock succeed as leader of the Labour Party? Wow. So how did you think you did on that round? Told you they was fairly easy. They was fairly easy questions. So are you ready for some answers? Here we go then. Are you ready? Get your pen, your pencil, and get ready to tick or cross your answers. So question 1. Where did Queen Elizabeth on my mind at the moment. Where did Queen Victoria and Prince Albert get married? It was at St James's Palace. Just as a side note, I have done the guard at St James's Palace. That's the one, if you look from Buckingham Palace, look towards the mall, and just on the left-hand side of the mall, is St James's Palace. And that's where the main guard room is for the Queen's Guard. Did you know that? That's where the ensign and the colours spend their guard, not at Buckingham Palace, at St James's. So there you go. So if you've got St James's Palace, give yourself a tick and a point. So question 2 then. Robin and the Seven Hoods. My kind of town, Chicago, is it that one? I don't know. So if you've got Robin and the Seven Hoods, the old point and a thumbs up. Question 3 then. I wouldn't have got this. Level 42? You've done well if you've got the answer to that. Which group consisted of Mike King, Boone Gould, Mike Lindup, and Phil Gould is level 42. I've got this one. The Cold It Story. Of course, Pat Reed wrote it. There's been quite a few stories about Colditz, actually. Airy Neave wrote one. They had their exits. Pat Reed, it was called the Colditz Story. And they also made a series of it. So it wasn't just a film. Good film, mind. So if you've got the Colditz Story, give yourself the point. Question 5. Ah, yes. Rosemary's Baby, Roland Polanski. Roman Polanski. He was famous for his horror films. So, again, if you got that one, give yourself the point. Question 6, then. Stavanger is in Norway. Yep. The port of Stavanger is in Norway. That was fairly easy. Yeah, fairly easy. And the answer to question 7. Ulrik. Ulrik Goldfinger. I wouldn't have got that. Mind you, I know some of you James Bond buffs out there would have got it. So if you've got Ulrik, give yourself that point. Now, question 8 then. How many people put Holland? If you put Holland, you've got it wrong. It's the Maldives. It's the average elevation. So the Maldives must be pretty much underwater most of the way round. Even though it's covered in water. Who knew? If you've got the Maldives, give yourself a point. Scrum off question number 9. Do the mash. Do the monster mash. Oh, Bobby Boris Pickett and the Crypt Kickers. Monster mash. Do the mash. Did you get that? That's a dead easy one. It comes out every year. Every year it comes out. And the last question in this round, Neil Kinnock succeeded Michael Foote. He was a funny sort, wasn't he, that Michael Foote? He was a proper pacifist. He would have got us into all sorts of trouble had he got into power. He would have been a nightmare. Mind you, having said that, Neil Kinnock wasn't much better. So, add your scores up. Let's see how you did. Love it. Gotta love it, haven't you? You give it some of that. Three? I thought it was fairly easy. Oh well. Three's better than that and none. Three's better than two. Should find the next round a bit easier. So who else we got? Who else we got out there? Go on, Richard. And let's see how you did. Only easy if you know the course. It's only easy if you know the answer. Did say it was general knowledge. And some of it is fairly general knowledge. So how did you do anyway? Well, that's true. Of course it is. Oh, that's not bad, Richard. 4. So, shall we move on? Are you ready for question 11? Get your pencil sharpened. Here it comes in. Stand by. Question 11. Which group had a UK number one in 1981 with the song Ghost Town? You need to know your music. Only for this question, mind. So question 11 then. Which group had a UK number one in 1981 with the song Ghost Town. Question 12. Who said Vena Vidi Vici? I think that's how you pronounce it anyway. So question 12. Who said Vena Vidi Vici? He said it a long time ago. Give you a tip on that one. It was a long time ago. So question 13. What is the drummer's name in The Muppet Show? Yes. So question 13. What is the drummer's name in The Muppet Show? Question 14 then. Which British female singer recorded an album in Memphis with Jerry Wexler producing? Does that sound right? Question 14. Which British female singer recorded an album in Memphis with Jerry Wexler producing? So I guess he produced it. Question 15. Which 80s fashion accessory consisted of a safety pin and small beads? Yeah. So, question 15. Which 80s fashion accessory consisted of a safety pin and small beads? Question 16 then. Who became Premier of Cuba in 1959? Some 64 years ago. Shouldn't take too much thinking about that one. So who became Premier of Cuba in 1959? So question 17. Who won the women's 400 metre hurdles in the 1992 Olympics?
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you a fan of global travel? Are you wanting to see more of the world yourself? Well, then you're my kind of people. My name is DeAndre Koch, and I'm the host of the travel podcast, Revolutionizing Your Journey, where we share stories of everyday people making the most of global travel and also teach you how to do the same yourself. You'll hear stories from people just like you who learned how to travel for nearly free, like Jo, who realized she could take her daughter to Disneyland in Tokyo for cheaper than in the US, or Rob, who flew his entire family of seven to Europe round trip in business class, all for less than the price of economy. Check out the link in the description for the Revolutionizing Your Journey podcast to learn how to elevate your own travels.
So, question 17. Who won the women's 400 meters hurdles in the 1992 Olympics? Question 18. Who sang "Any Way You Want Me, That's How I Will Be"? So question 18. Who sang "Any Way You Want Me, That's How I Will Be"? So question 19. What is the mariner's compass? It's an interesting question, isn't it? What is the mariner's compass? Don't believe I've done that. How did I do that? I think I might have done it on this one. Now, not sure if I've given this one away or not. So the last question in this round, question 20, I didn't. which country is directly north of the contiguous United States? Contiguous. Okay. Which country is directly north of the contiguous United States? Got me on that one. So, how do you reckon you did on that go then? Was you all right? Were they a bit easier? See how you get on. I'll give you give us a second. It's just water, by the way. Got a bit of croaky throat tonight. I've done it for some reason. Are you ready for the answers? So, the answer to question 11, the specials. That's a bit of Scar, isn't it? Is it? So the answer to question 11, which group had a UK number one in 1981 with the song Ghost Town, was the Specials. So if you got that right, give yourself a point and a thumbs up. So, question 12 then. It must have been in Roman. Julius Caesar. Vena, vidi, vici. Don't ask me what it means because I haven't got a clue. But if you've got Julius Caesar, you've done pretty well. Question 13 then. What is the drummer's name in The Muppet Show? Animal. Was in with it. That's my impression of Animal. I think you should have all got that one. That was fairly easy, that one. So, question 14 then. Oh, it was our Dusty Springfield, wasn't it? Female recording in Memphis. Dusty Springfield. So we've got Dusty Springfield and the older thumbs up and a point. Oh, here you go. Question 15 then. Friendship pins. I wouldn't have got that. So, 80s fashion accessory. So, if you've got friendship beads or friendship pins, give yourself the point. That was a difficult one for me. This was an easy one. It's old Che Guevara's mate, wasn't it? Old Fidel Castro was in charge. He went to, he got there, bracelets. Well, I suppose it's the same thing, isn't it? I don't know. I'm not sure about fashions. So if you've got bracelets, I'll let you have that one. But if you've got Fidel Castro, you've got a point on that one as well. So, question 17 then. You're going to kick yourselves if you got this wrong. Sally Gunnell. She won the 400 hurdles in 92. So Sally Gunnell. She went on to do all sorts of things, didn't she? Radio, TV presenter and all that. They dragged her out for everything, didn't they? Didn't they? Right then. So, question 18. It was older. Himself, wasn't it? Elvis. So he sung, "Any way you want me, that's how I will be." Don't know what film it came from, but if you've got Elvis Presley, you're doing well. Question 19 then. The constellations. Yeah. Mariners normally go by the stars, don't they? And the sun during the day with a sextant, but yeah, it was after constellations. That's their compass. They never get by the stars, apparently. So the last one then, it doesn't say it here, but yes it does. Canada. That's directly north of the United States. Made lots. Oh, excellent. So if you've got Canada, that was a dead easy one. That's a giveaway. That's a given, really, isn't it? There isn't much else further north than America, other than Canada. So let's see. Winners. Three. Oh, blimey. Check you out. So which one did you get wrong then? So 9 out of 10, doing well. So that's what, 13 out of 20. Still all right. That's still all right. But 9 out of 10, which question did you get wrong? 8 out of 20. 4 out of 10, you're doing well. You're doing very well. So some of them are easy, some of them are hard. 6, well done, Richard. So I know. I think the next ones are going to be a bit easier. But I always say that. So, are you enjoying it so far? Are you having a bit of fun? Should we press on and then we can finish early, maybe? Going to press on. So, question 21, last round, coming up. Here you go. Heads down. Get in there. Right. What was South Crofty in Cornwall that closed in 1998? Ooh. What was South Crofty in Cornwall that closed in 1998? You just got to think about what they do down there. So, oh, this one could be a tricky one. Question 22. Who was the first man to set foot on the moon? Now, there's a conspiracy theory about this, that they didn't actually land on the moon. But for the sake of this question, let's say that they did. So, 22 then, who was the first man to set foot on the moon? One small step for mankind, or one small step for man, one giant step for mankind. Something like that anyway. So, who said that? So, question 23. On TV, what is Carol Hirsey's claim to fame? Oh, I don't think they still have it, but yeah. So question 23 then. On TV, what is Carol Hirsey's claim to fame? You've liked the answer to that one, I'm sure. So, 24. Which group had a number one hit in 1965 with Keep On Running? So, question 24 in. Which group had a number one in 1965 with Keep On Running? Keep on running. Don't know how it goes. So I was just to say, you didn't know I could sing. You probably still don't. What am I like? Question 25. What is the capital of Turkmenistan? So, Turkmenistan is to the north of Afghanistan. And it's next to something like Tajikistan and Uzbekistan. It's all the stands, and it's all the stands. So, 25 then, what is the capital of Turkmenistan? What drink is masala? Masala. Question 27 then. In the comic strip Garfield, what is the teddy bear's name? In the comic strip Garfield, what is the teddy bear's name? I wonder if he went to the picnic. Teddy bear's picnic. Oh, this one will get your thinking caps on. 28. Where exactly were the band the Bee Gees actually born? Where exactly were the band the Bee Gees actually born? Could say it's a tricky question, but it's not really. So the penultimate question, 29, where is Tun Green? Question 29 then, where is Tun Green? And the last question in this week's quiz. What was the last film of director Stanley Kubrick? So question 30. What was the last film of director Stanley Kubrick? There you go. There you have it. How do you think you did on that round? Are you, did you think you did all right? Should we find out? Should we find out how you did on that round? So, without too much further ado, coming live from the Hill Manor, and because there's nothing on the telly, that's why you're here. I forgot to mention it earlier. And then I forgot to mention that you could buy me a coffee. I forgot to say, give us a thumbs up. Subscribe to the channel if it's your first time here. And if you click that old bell icon and click all, apparently, you get notified when I go live. Who'd have thought it? So let's go for the answers. So question Enetuva, that's 21 in Norwegian. Oh, that's what close. It was a mine. Now, was it a copper mine or was it a tin mine? It was a mine. Go for a mine. It was a mine. They closed a mine. It's probably the last one as well, thinking about it. Oh, hang on. So if you've got mine, give yourself a point. Now, 22. Oh. First man on the moon, Neil Armstrong, by all accounts. Not conspiracy theorist myself, but it was in black and white. So have you got, what's his name, Neil Armstrong? You go for it. Did you all have pancakes for your tea? Shrove Tuesday today? I didn't because I'm on a diet. And it's carbs, isn't it? So, question 23. On TV, what was Carol Hersey's claim to fame? She was a test card girl. Remember? Sat on a test card. I don't think you get a test card nowadays. They don't do test cards anymore, do they? Or do they? I don't think they actually... I think telly goes 24/7. I can remember when I was a kid, when we was allowed to stop up sort of late-ish, here in the old... what they used to do is... I can't remember which way round it was. Was it the shipping forecast, and then God Save the Queen? Or is it just God Save the Queen? But because they always, I think they still do have the shipping forecast on Radio 4 at midnight. Anyway, the test card. If you've got the test card, girl, congratulations. Question 24 then. Keep on running, Spencer Davis Group. Yeah. I think they play that occasionally. Birthday cake tomorrow. Ooh, yes. Should have had your carp on now. So we've got Spencer Davis Group. I know they play that on some of the radio programmes that Boss Name. Anyway, right, let's press on. 25 then. Ah, the capital of Turkmenistan is Ashgabat. Ashgabat. Yeah. Tricky one if you don't know it. So 26 then. It's wine. Masala is wine. Don't know from what region or anything, or vintage, or. But it's wine. If you've got wine, give yourself that old point. question 27 then. In the comic strip Garfield, the teddy bear's name was Pookie. Pookie. Pookie Bear. Not watched or not read much of Garfield, if I'm honest. So we've got Pookie, you've got a point. So, 28. The Bee Gees actually came from the Isle of Man. Then they emigrated to Australia and then they got sort of famous, didn't they? When they was in Australia. But they was actually born here in the UK on the Isle of Man. So if you've got the Isle of Man, you've done well. So the penultimate question. Belgium. Tongue Green is in Belgium. And I do believe that they passed it on the bridge too far. So the last answer then for this week's quiz, Stanley Kubrick's last film was Eyes Wide Shut. There you go. Have we got any big winners out there? That's the question. So ready? So how did we all do? Just looking at the happy birthday for tomorrow, Corinne. I'll bung you a few, bub. Oh, ouch. Two. It's a difficult one this week. It was a little bit of a challenging one. I thought some of the questions was easy, some of them was difficult. But it was the general knowledge. So how did you do overall? 14 out of 30. That's good going. That's almost halfway. It's almost 50%. So, I mean, you're keeping up your average. Now, what sort of quiz do you want next week? I'll give you a choice. We can do a royal quiz, or we can do a Disney quiz. When's Mother's Day? That's coming up soon, isn't it? 13 out of 30, 14 out of 40. Yeah, you've done well. I mean, what's a quiz if it's not going to be challenging? So as you do, Corinne, Disney. So we've got a Disney. Any more for any more? Must do better. Well, you're new to this game. Let's see how we're doing. Bump, bada, bump. 19th of March. So we'll do the Mother's Day quiz in a couple of weeks' time. So it's the Royals or Disney. Disney. All right. Looks like we're going to be going for Disney next week. That means I've got some work to do to put it in. You'd be surprised how much work it takes to actually put the quiz in. Well, it's taken the old Duchess quite a while to put it together. 30 questions. We're doing all right. And Anne said, what about Ordnance Survey quiz? Anne has revised 150,000. Okay, I'll give you a quick question on this one. Is Anne ready to answer this? What is the definition of a map? What is the definition of a map? Yes, yes. Okay. Are we ready for the answer to that? That means a granddaughter's around and 24 hours binge watching Disney. Sounds like a good one. So, give us a point if she got a bird's eye view of the ground drawn to scale. That's what the definition of a map is. A bird's eye view of the ground drawn to scale. Oh, no, I've done the map reading instructor's course twice. Because I'm clever. diagrammic representation of an area of land or sea showing physical features, cities, roads, maps, and places of worship with spire, tower, or minaret. Yeah, I'll give you that one. That's a more in-depth one of it, but yes. But the easy answer is a bird's eye view of the ground and draw the scale. That will get you the point. But your answer will get you 2 points. Or dome. Yes, of course, there's a dome. And said, you can elsewhere revise then. I forgot my... Yeah, never, ever, ever, ever get lost. Only get slightly directionally challenged. How's that? Does that help? Need to put some rum in it, I think. Well, there you go. That's another quiz done under our belts until next week with the quizzes. So it looks like we're going to do a Disney quiz next week. So I'll get the Disney quiz all lined up and ready. Geographically challenged, of course. Yeah, it could be that as well. But never lost. Never, ever get lost. Directly challenged. Geographically challenged. Right. Next week, then, look forward to the Disney quiz. It should be a nice little easy one for you experts out there on Disney. Did you want me to do another Harry Potter at some stage in the not too distance? Had a great week, everyone. Yes. Enjoy your birthday tomorrow. I'm sure you're going to go to work and all the rest of it, all that good stuff. When you get to, what are you now, 43? Did I give it away? 43 years ago, we was in Berlin. Crikey. What a great posting it was. What a wonderful join, said the question. All right, I'll get one of those ready. Right, you lovely people. I think, so therefore I am. We're there. Let's give you all some of this. Ready? Boom. So are you guys going to join me on Thursday? The guy I had coming on has can't make it. So I'm hunting around for somebody to come on the show. So if you've got any ideas, let us know. You're most welcome. So here we go then. Counting down. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I'm out of it. I'm gone. I'm like history. See you next week for the quiz and see you Thursday for Everyday Conversations. Love to all. Welcome to the Tim Hill Podcast. If you have the time, you can not only listen to the episodes, but you can also watch all the shows, and you'll find the links in the description below. Thank you.